It's time again for the Church of God radio broadcast. This is Fred Barrows saying thank you for joining us here again today. This program comes to you from the Church of God at God's Acres, 675 North Cedar Street here in Newark, Ohio. Before Brother Dishman brings today's message, I'd like to ask you a serious question. Have you ever thought of the terrible tragedy that it would be to be lost? To come down to the end of life's journey and find that you have been rejected by the Lord. Friend, God gives every one of us time and opportunity to prepare for eternity. Hopefully, as today's message goes forth, you will seriously consider your eternal destiny. So many have neglected this important matter. Here now is our brother Larry Dishman to bring us the good news from a far country.
If you have your Bibles, we'd like to ask you to turn with us over to Matthew, the 16th chapter. In Matthew, the 16th chapter, in verse number 24, "Then said Jesus unto his disciples, If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? For the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he shall reward every man according to his works. Verily I say unto you, there be some standing here which shall not taste of death till they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom." I'd like to speak to us this morning on the subject, what would a man give in exchange for a soul? We are all familiar with the ideal of exchange. And in our text, the article forming the basis of the transaction is the soul. How valuable the soul really is. What is the soul? Well, the Bible lets us know that God breathed into man's nostrils and he became a living soul. Amen. And you know, my friend, every man's soul is immortal and will never be annihilated. Amen. You know, both Lazarus and the rich man was in a conscious state after death. Cults believe, and cults would tell you, that what the soul is the breath. And when the breath is gone, the soul is gone. Well, let's look at that. For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Not lose his breath. Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Not his breath. And Matthew 10:28, it says, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Amen. Friend, the soul of man does not die with the body. Amen. When it comes time for us to lay down this old body, our soul will live on throughout the ceaseless ages of eternity. And our soul is very, very valuable. The soul of man is of immense value to every one of us that's here this morning. Yet were we to judge by the conduct of men, we might conclude that it was of no value whatsoever by the way that people are living and the things that they are doing and how people can come and hear the Word of God and pay no attention to the Word of God and pay no attention to the dealings of the Spirit of God. You would would think that the soul of man is of no value at all. What is meant here by the loss of the soul? Friend, it does not mean annihilation. Amen. It is exclusion from all light and peace. Oh, to be excluded from all light and peace and rest and glory of heaven, from the perfected saints and angels of God forever and ever. That's what it is to lose the soul. The infliction of the positive displeasure of God, banishment into outer darkness, everlasting chains of darkness. Friend, the terrible storm of everlasting fire. The wicked shall be turned into hell and all nations that forget God. Think about it this morning. To be cast out from God forever. Jude said, where the blackness of darkness is reserved forever. Oh, my friend, to lose his soul means to be shut out of heaven, to be cast away, to be sent to hell. Oh, what would a man give in exchange for his soul? Think about it. To gain the whole world. He didn't say to gain the largest city or the largest state or just the United States. He said, what would it profit a man if he could gain this whole world and lose his soul? And what would a man give in exchange for a soul? Friend, this morning, to gain the whole world means to possess it as your own. All of its riches, all of its honors, all of its pleasures. And there's two things implied by this question here that we find in God's Word. First of all, they who are striving to gain the world and are unwilling to give it up for the sake of religion will lose their soul. How sad to think about losing your soul. How sad to lose your soul. And then, my friend, another thought we get, that if the soul is lost, nothing in this world can be given in exchange for it. It can never afterward be saved. And there is no redemption in hell. What would a man give in exchange for his soul? Nothing. Because the Bible makes it plain that we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain that we can take nothing out. What would a man give in exchange for his soul? If he resists the Spirit of God, if he dies without God, and he comes to the judgment bar of God, he awakes in a devil's hell. What would he give if he could just go back to this service this morning? What would he give in exchange for his soul? Oh, my friend, if he should gain the whole world and lose his soul, if he gains the whole world at the cost of his life, or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? For a man's soul, what price can be high enough this morning? Or what can a man give that's as precious as his life? Or what can he give that will buy back the soul once it's lost? What will a man offer as an equivalent to his soul? What price would a man pay to ransom his soul? What could a man offer to buy back his soul once he's lost it? Oh, Psalms 49 and verse number 7 says, none of them can by any means redeem his brother, nor give to God a ransom for him. For the redemption of their soul is precious, and it ceaseth forever. What would a man give in exchange for his never dying soul? Oh, I would to God this morning that we could all truly see the value of our souls. Amen. If a man had this whole world laying at his feet, how would he repay him for the loss of everlasting life or the loss of his soul? We read about a man in Luke the 12th chapter and verse number 15. And he said unto them, take heed and beware of covetousness, for a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of the things which he possesseth. Oh, Mark, give us this warning in the 4th chapter and verse number 19, that the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches, amen, and the lust of other things choke the word, and it becometh unfruitful. Friend, if you can gain everything in life that you want to gain, and you'll never do that. But if it would be possible for a man to gain everything in this life that he plans on gaining, what would it profit you if you lost your own soul in the end? Oh, my friend, to gain the whole world means to possess it as your own, all of its riches, amen, all of its wealth, all of its pleasures and honors, everything that the world has to offer. I tell you, I don't know how you feel, but just give me Jesus. Amen. Amen. The song says, what will become of all your fortune and land, silver and gold, riches untold, when you have made it all your purpose and aim to gain all this world and lose your soul? What would it profit a man to gain all the world and then lose his soul? Friend, in speaking about the value of the soul, there's nothing in this world to compare to the value of the soul. The soul is worth more than all of this world, and any exchange must be a loss. If you lose your soul, regardless what you achieve in this life, you are suffering a tremendous loss this morning. May God help us to realize that. Because nothing is of higher value than the soul. Once a man loses his soul, he cannot buy it back again. Oh, friend, if the soul is lost, amen, friend, your soul is far more valuable than your body. Jesus taught that when he said, don't you fear people that's got the power to kill your body, but you better fear God, which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. To lose your soul, to be shut out from heaven and have to go to hell throughout the ceaseless ages of eternity. Oh, friend, most people take better care of their body than they do their soul. But, to buy back a soul, what would you give in exchange? Sum up the whole within your control. If it were possible this morning, would you not arrange to give all this world and save your soul? I've got good news for you this morning. It is possible. Thank God you can make some arrangements. Amen. To give all this world so your soul can be saved. Thank God forever. Amen. Judas sold his soul for 30 pieces of silver. Judas attempted to obtain relief by giving back the money, but he attempted in vain. Judas lost his soul for 30 pieces of silver. He never got to enjoy the very reason he sold his soul for. I think of another passage of scripture in Hebrews chapter 12. There's a man here. We find that sold his birthright. And in Hebrews 12 and verse number 16, it says, lest there be any fornicator or profane person as Esau, who for one morsel of meat sold his birthright. For you know that how afterward, when he would have inherited a blessing, he was rejected, for he found no place of repentance, though he sought it carefully with tears. Here Esau sold his birthright, but he earnestly besought his father to reverse the sentence which had been pronounced. I tell you, my friend, this morning, as one that loves your soul, if you despise your privileges as Esau did his birthright and renounce your religion, friend, it will be impossible to ever regain what you've lost once you leave this world. Oh, friend, there would be no possibility of changing the divine decision, for it would be determined forever and ever. Many today are selling their birthright for the love of this old world, for the pleasures and the love of sin. Friend, the pleasures of this world and the love of sin is not worth your soul being lost in a devil's hell throughout the ceaseless ages of eternity. I can't help what's got you bound this morning. There's nothing in this world worth going to hell over and losing your soul throughout the ceaseless ages of eternity. Esau sold his inheritance for only one moment of pleasing the flesh. Oh, but thank God for a man by the name of Moses. He chose rather to suffer the afflictions with the people of God than to enjoy sin for a season. Here we find that Esau sought to change the purpose of his father, but he could not do it. Friend, the decision of God on the human character and destiny of men will soon be pronounced, and that decision will be according to divine truth, and it can never be changed once it's been pronounced. All the prayers that you can pray, no matter how many tears you may shed, it'll never change that divine decision. Oh, how important it is to make preparations to meet God and be saved before it's everlasting too late. God help us. Stop just a moment now and count up the cost. Look and behold your fearful goal. Surrender now to him that hung on the cross, suffered and died to save your soul. Friend, there's one this morning that suffered and died to save your soul. You don't have to be lost, because there's one that paid the price that you could be redeemed, that you could be saved. What would it profit a man to gain the world for time and lose his soul for eternity? If the devil this morning offered you a deed to this whole world for your soul, and you took him up on it, you're a bad businessman. Oh, friend, if you can be bought at any price, God don't care about the price. He only cares that you can be bought. Are you for sale this morning? What is there that can buy you? We're told in Proverbs 23:23 to buy the truth and sell it not. At what point are we willing to disobey God? Sinner friend, think about it this morning. Shall I die without a Savior? Shall I lose my precious soul? Shall I cross death's chilly river? Shall I miss yon brighter goal? Another song says, remember soul, the hour draws nigh, when you will call in vain. All hopeless then will be your cry, thy doom, eternal pain. Have you any time for Jesus? While the fleeting moments roll, is this mortal life so busy
that you cannot save your soul? Is that your problem this morning? Is this old mortal life so busy that you can't save your soul? Friend, if you lose your soul, it'll be because you chose to do so. We have a choice this morning. Oh, I'm so glad it's not like the religious world is teaching that God predestinated a few to be saved and He predestinated the rest to go to hell and we have no choice in the matter. I'm glad we've got a choice. God's given us a choice. We're creatures of choice this morning and we are choosing in this life where we're going to spend eternity. Choose you this day whom you will serve. Yes, he said in Deuteronomy, the 30th chapter and verse number 19, I have set before you life and death, blessings and cursings. Therefore, choose life that both thou and thy seed may live. Friend, once this sentence is pronounced on the unbeliever, the sinner, oh friend, the hypocrite, it can never be changed. Demas lost his soul because he loved this present world. What are you going to lose your soul for? What is there in this world that's got you so bound that you're willing to give your soul up? Ezekiel 33:11 says, say unto them, as I live, saith the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from their way and live. Why will you die, O house of Israel? Friend, where will you go, poor sinner? How will your soul escape? Think of thy lot when forever cast in that dark burning lake. If then you're lost and forgotten, rising in flames of despair, you will remember you chose to be there. What a foolish choice to make. Oh, but people's bound by things in this world today. Many are bound by habits of life and they say, I can't get saved because of this, and I'll have to quit that, and I'll have to quit this. Therefore, I can't give these things up. Friend, there's a day you're going to have to give them up anyway. The very thing that's got you bound, there's a day you're going to have to give them up. Oh, but I tell you, friend, if you really get saved, these little things that's got you bound will seem as nothing. Oh, friend, there's nothing in this world worth being lost throughout the ceaseless age of eternity. Wonder what Herod would give in exchange for his soul. Wonder what Judas would give in exchange for his soul. What would Demas give in exchange for his soul? Friend, the powers of hell are constantly laboring for your everlasting ruin. God alone can save and keep the soul. And it's important, friend, that you even this morning will repent and place faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Friend, this morning, you have an enemy. It's called the devil. And he is after your soul. And I'm here this morning as one that loves you, as one that has a burden. Don't allow your soul to be lost. Make the preparations this morning that your soul can be saved. When you are lying, helpless, speechless and dumb, sad to behold, life's story told. When you, like other dying mortals, must come to leave all this world a helpless soul, how will it be with you? Are you ready this morning to face God in the judgment? Should God call for you? Should God declare that time would be no more? Are you ready to face God in the judgment? I trust that you'll be saved. Don't allow the devil to cheat you out of your soul. Amen.
Thank you, Brother Dishman, for that soul-searching message. Our desire again, dear ones, is to see souls saved, to be able to see them live with a victorious life and be able to make heaven their home. Are you one of those who feel like that there is no hope of ever being happy again? Or one that never has a hope of being loved again by God? Your past seems to be so full of sin and wrong and mistakes that everything just seems to be falling apart at the seams. Let me tell you, precious ones, there's one who knows all about you. His name is Jesus Christ. He came to seek and to save those that were lost and to give them a new life and hope of a more abundant way of living. He came to brighten your hopes and at last to give you a wonderful home in heaven to spend time with Him. He is God who knows how to save you and do it just in time. We encourage you, dear one, to look up. And when you look up, I can assure you that you will see Him looking down, reaching His hand out to you. If you would like to receive a copy of today's radio broadcast, please give us a call at 740-345-1213. We want to remind you of our periodical called The Gospel Trumpeter. If you would like to have an issue of that sent to your home each month at no cost, please give us a call at that same number, 345-1213. Or for any previous issues that you would like to have, please browse our website at godsacres.org. We invite you out to our services today. For transportation, you can call that same number, 740-345-1213. Our service times are as follows. Sunday school is at 9:30. Morning worship is at 10:45. Each evening at 5 o'clock, our youth services begin. Then at 6 o'clock is our evening worship service. This is Fred Barrows saying thank you for joining us here today. Hopefully this program has been a help and a blessing to each of you. Brother Decker would like to invite each of you to join us here again next week at the same time. So until then, may God bless you, is our prayer.